The next patient is Sharon Bassett. The last name is B like in boy, A, S, S, E, T, T, Tango, Tango, Bassett. Sharon, this is the clinical case of a 68-year-old female that in March of 2017 was diagnosed with IgA nephropathy through a kidney biopsy. Period. The patient comes today for a follow-up. She has a creatinine of 1.4, and that creatinine at the beginning of our relationship in 2017 was 1.8. And the estimated GFR remains between 40 and 45 mLs per minute. On August 29, 2023, the patient had an albumin creatinine ratio that was 76. The protein creatinine ratio was 92. The urine culture was negative, and the patient had in the urinalysis no activity, and the reaction for blood was negative, no RBCs. The patient has maintained a body weight of 190 pounds. She is willing to go into a plant-based diet that was discussed at length. We also emphasize the need to stay away from salt and the fluid restriction that is going to be 40 ounces. We emphasize that that is the best approach that we can follow. In the prior visits, there was mentioned the administration of budesonide, but at this point, whether or not that is appropriate is unknown, since the patient is much better and stable. On the other hand, the patient is feeling well. Number two, the patient has a cluster headache that is treated by the primary, following number arterial hypertension that is under control, following number overweight that the patient has been addressing with a decrease gradually, and she's going to the drastic change in the lifestyle is going to be better. The hyperlipidemia is under control. The serum cholesterol is 146, the HDL in the mid-40s, and the LDL below 100. No evidence of hypertriglyceridemia. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup, and a paragraph we invested in the evaluation of the lab 7 minutes, in the face-to-face 28 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes. How are you doing?
I'm okay. So far,
so far.
So far.
Mm-hmm.
Was she able to find the labs?
Yes, I did.
Was she able to find the labs?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Because she had had labs done at Tampa, and she's trying to find them.
You want me to tell him?
You can just have him.
Oh, so.
Yeah. Then that way he can look at them.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was going to have him have her send them to me.
So how does it work?
You're going to have to open it.
You can... I don't know what all they did on her, if it was just... Because she's going to have... A week from today, she's having thyroidectomy done.
And what did they decide They started liking me?
Hannah had referred her.
What did she say?
Let me see here. I'm going to use your computer real quick.
No, you're going to go to Dr. Norman.
Yes. Multinodular goiter.
Okay. Yannick.
Mm-hmm.
How's the blood sugar?
I tested yesterday, it was 131.
131, okay. After you have this surgery done,
mm-hmm.
I am going to order the laboratory workup that I need to evaluate your kidney.
Okay.
Because the labs that I have are the ones in April. In April, your kidney function wasn't that bad, but I have to measure the amount of protein that there is in the urine. Mm-hmm. I don't think that is too much. But that was in April.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after the surgery, everything is going to change. You are going to change because your sugar is going to be under control,
mm-hmm.
and we have a better idea of what we are going to do.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. Do you smoke?
No. I use.
Do you use plantains?
If I use plantain, yes, I eat plantain. What happened? Is that good?
Oxtail?
Uh-huh.
Oh my Lord. When you prepare some, bring it over.
Yeah, but I'm not Jamaican.
Where are you from? No, you're not Jamaican. You are there from Haiti.
Yes.
Yeah, you probably have one say.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know.
We had the fried plantain, like the tostone.
Yeah.
So I went to Publix, they remove it. They have the maduro.
The maduro, yeah.
But the tostone,
no.
They remove them. You cannot find them anything. I said I'm going to ask them why.
Do you go to Save a Lot?
No.
Downtown?
Uh-huh. So I'm going to try to see. Because like as I look at Publix, Walmart, Winn-Dixie.
And probably it's not the best thing for your diabetes. Take a deep breath. So, in the diet, the things that we have to avoid are the things that we like the most.
Yes.
And that is the best treatment for everything.
Yeah.
If you like it, don't touch it. And it's very difficult because if you're telling me with rice,
yeah.
We love the plantains.
Yeah.
We like the barbecue,
mm-hmm.
and all of that is poisoning us. The chicken, because they injected the animals for them to grow,
mm-hmm.
and we're eating that stuff, and that stuff is making us sick.
Yeah.
So, and we put salt.
Yeah.
Salt kills. And you are using a lot of salt, mm-hmm. and you are going to cut down the salt. Mm-hmm. Look for an alternative. Use the Scotch bonnet, the hot peppers,
mm-hmm.
to cook and sprinkle a little bit of salt just before you eat because you like the taste.
Yes.
When we cook with salt, the salt goes inside the food.
Yes.
So we have to use more.
Yes.
So you cook without the salt, use a little bit of hot sauce to get the bite when we eat. And you can sprinkle a little bit of salt just because you want to satisfy
your
taste. And you are going to eat less than... By eating less salt, you are going to drink less fluid. By drinking less fluid, and you are going to start going down in weight.
Yeah.
It's very much important we understand that. We can eat the chickpeas, the beans, red beans, black beans, blue beans, white beans, lima beans. All of that we can eat, lentils. We can eat corn, the vegetables, the fruit, a little bit of fish, and a little bit of eggs. Now the bread, the plantains, the rice, we have to be very careful. It's our enemy. It's our enemy. So what are our enemies? The salt, the water that we drink, because you have high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And that high blood pressure, my dear, when you go, if you stop eating salt, when you go to have the surgery done, it's going to be much better. Because you'd have a diastolic of 90. It's too high. Cut the salt now, and you will see that is going to go down. I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, yes.
Because if you understand what you will be without any damages to your kidneys, your blood pressure is going to come down, you're going to lose some weight, and you're going to be happier.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're a good girl.
Really?
Yeah. I've been just reviewing what is in the past here. You're a good girl.
Thank you.
And we're gonna lose weight, and you're gonna be better.
When I see like I'm 220.
Let me ask you, is Dr. Campbell,
is
an
endocrinologist? She knows what she's doing.
Because I saw she's
an APRN. But the difference is that she has more than 3 years training at the university in endocrinology.
Okay.
She went to training at Duke University. That's one of the top. She knows, and she made a referral because she considered, and they agree with her. So I feel very comfortable sending the patients there. And you said, oh, what am I going to say? They're working in the same office. No. We do what we need to do here in this office. Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm a physician.
You are what?
I'm a physician.
You are?
Yes.
And so what are you doing?
You retired
mm-hmm. long time ago. You practice there for a long time.
I practice home, and then I practice up north with my brother. Then when I started to get sick, so because I had a heart attack few years ago, and then it was deep because I was in a coma for 12 days in the air. Yeah.
You had a heart attack. So did they do a cardiac arrest?
I was in a coma for 12 days. Then after that, I came back. So now I have no pacemaker, I have nothing.
Have you seen the heart doctor?
Oh yes, I had the, because I am here not even a year yet in Sebring.
Where were you before?
In Broward.
Oh! Do you have a heart doctor there?
Oh, yes, I have.
Sweetie, you have to get a doctor here.
So I'm going to have one here.
Because you know that your blood pressure, as I said before, your blood pressure is 90. Mm-hmm. 140 over 90. Mm-hmm. And this is salt.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Altogether, don't say yeah,
do it.
Because you need a better blood pressure whenever they are going to go to remove that. Once you come back, I'm going to make sure that you get to the point that you have to get.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. I had cardiology there, I had the nephrologist, I had all the doctors down there.
What kind of medicine did you practice?
I was doing the GI.
Mm.
And after my heart attack, all those things, I went and worked for the state, you know, all those units where they have the disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. saying they're going to read on the left node. Everything.
Who is your primary here?
Dr. Kendall's. Ken. Comet Kendall's.
Did you go to the hospital, to the new hospital?
Which one?
The one where you're going to have the surgery?
Uh-huh, the Clayman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. That's when, that's, I went there for the evaluation. I went twice. So I'm going on Wednesday. They're going to have it on Wednesday, and then I'm going to spend the night with them.
Remember, no more salt.
No.
Because I don't want you to bleed there.
No.
Have you had gout?
Gout?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Patients that I have met, all of them are very intelligent. They're very intelligent people.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the president of the Harvard University is Haitian.
I know.
It's a female.
Mm-hmm.
And there are at least in the major colleges in this country, at least in six, all of them, the presidents are Haitian.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, and you have here, you haven't met Dr. Toussaint.
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah, we went to school together I'm 1 year before her.
So she cannot be your primary?
She's not. I don't know, because when I was here before, when I had my heart, back here. So I used to see her, but then I didn't have her. But I tried to give her my mom, but she was not too comfortable. I don't know. She transferred my mom to Dr. Patel. You know, and most of the time when she saw my mom, when my mom used to go to the hospital, she sent Dr. Patel. She wasn't too sure of herself. I don't know if it's because I was a doctor, you know, like her, we knew, things like that, or she could have the responsibility.
Because Rosie, she quit going to the hospital. She doesn't go to the hospital.
No, that's right. Because it's been a few months, I saw Miss Toussaint. That's her, they're related. But I haven't seen her at all, but she told me she works at hospice.
Yeah, no, she used to go to hospice. Now she works at Patel's office and won't care. She does wound care.
Okay.
She's a very rounded internist.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever she doesn't find is that doesn't exist.
Yeah, because she's my friend.
She's a good diagnostician, but I mean excellent diagnostician. Mm-hmm. She cares about the patient. However, I don't know the organization of the office. I don't know any details of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the kind of work that she does. And she, you know, she's a hematologist oncologist by training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she didn't want
to practice hematology. But nevertheless, you guys, I have a great deal of respect.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because we were because I graduated. We were together at the university. I graduated 1 year before she was there.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. And then and I had my matching the ECFMG before her. She has it here.
Uh huh.
I had my in Haiti because my brother is I had two brothers physicians. So when I was young, I went and practiced in New York with one of them. He's still there. The oldest one passed.
Nice meeting you.
Likewise.
Hey, I'm gonna be on you.
You have the cardiologist here?
Cardiologist, no.
No, because I was gonna. There is one at the hospital. He's Haitian, I think.
Yeah, Dr. Joseph.
Uh-huh. Yes, something like that.
Yeah.
But I haven't met him yet.
Dr. Joseph, I work with her.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure that you get.
Yeah, when I come back after the surgery.
Then the surgery. Yeah, we'll talk.
Yes.
Okay.
So give this to the people there?
Over there, and they will schedule.
Okay.
And I'm scheduled that after, because you're going to lose weight in this process. You're going to change your diet.
That's what I heard.
So we're going to have a wrestle here.
You told me I will be there.
Nice meeting you. Okay. You take care. Did you get the dictaphone? I lost my dictaphone. I found it.
Oh.